Welcome to the 1 Minute Theatre Reviews podcast. I'm Paul Sevenworth. Today I'll be reviewing two plays by James Graham. One is Quiz at Chichester, the other Labour of Love at the Noel Coward in London. I'll also be reviewing the touring production of Frantic Assembly's Things I Know to Be True. Now these reviews are all about 60 seconds long, but please don't time them. I don't want to be sued for stealing 5 seconds more of your life than I promised. First, Things I Know to Be True, which I saw at the Nuffield Theatre in Southampton. It's a tribute to Things I Know to Be True that I can't remember an audience more quiet than this one. The stillness was broken only by periodic laughter and widespread sobbing at the end. The play presents us with a close, loving family comprising middle-aged parents and their 4 grown-up children. There follow revelations about each child and about the parents' relationship that stretch the family ties. Your family may not be exactly like this one, but you will recognise the situation and the complex relationships. There are perhaps too many shocks crammed into 2 hours, but Andrew Bovell's writing, which is at times poetic and at others earthy, is nearly always believable. Co-directed by Scott Graham of Frantic Assembly and Geordie Brookman of State Theatre Company South Australia, the production has 2 distinct styles that sit uneasily alongside each other. There's a riveting naturalistic drama with a minimal set, and there's some of the physical theatre that Frantic Assembly are famous for. The acting is very good. There are moving performances by Ewan Stewart and Kate Hamer as the parents, and by Kirti Oswald as the fragile, barely adult Rosie still learning about life. I give it 4 stars. Things I Know to Be True is touring into 2018. You're listening to the 1 Minute Theatre Reviews podcast with me, Paul Sevenworth. Next, James Graham's comedy Labour of Love at the Noel Coward Theatre, London. Now, don't be put off by labour. This play is about love. And among other things, it's a love letter to the Labour Party, but you don't need to be a Labour supporter to appreciate this scintillating comedy. It's about an MP, played by Martin Freeman, and his agent, played by Tamsin Gregg. And there's a chemistry between Tamsin Gregg and Martin Freeman that, thanks not only to their comic timing, but also to James Graham's clever, witty script, that evokes almost continuous laughter. When they're alone together, this play sizzles. They represent 2 sides of Labour, the moderniser and the traditionalist. They may disagree, but they both love the cause. Like Beatrice and Benedict in Much Ado About Nothing, they argue, but they know they need each other. And they're no mere ciphers. You feel their joy and pain at the fate of their party. Labour of Love takes us on a trip through the last 25 years of their relationship and of the Labour Party. The location's always the same, the local party office. We start with the most recent election, and in a series of scenes go back to the MP's first election. In the second act, we go forward, revisiting the same scenes, but learning more about what happened and how his relationship with his agent developed and what the future holds. I give it 4 stars. Labour of Love closes on the 2nd of December. You're listening to the 1 Minute Theatre Reviews podcast with me, Paul Sevenworth. Finally, another comedy by James Graham. This time, Quiz at Chichester's Minerva Theatre. So, when you watch one of my reviews on YouTube, is how I looked the main thing you remember? Apparently, my actual review will only account for 7% of the impression I make on you. That's one of many interesting facts that James Graham sprinkles throughout his new comedy. In fact, there are so many snippets of information that I found they distracted from the story, which is about the trial of Charles and Diana Ingram, and one other, for defrauding the makers of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire of £1 million. The trial wasn't televised, but Quiz is a warning about what might happen if court cases were on TV. Television is a visual medium that values appearance above facts, and appearances are deceptive. The quiz show gives the appearance of being fair, but may not be. Major Ingram appears to have cheated, but maybe he didn't. Gavin Spokes and Stephanie Street, as the Ingrams, did a splendid job of keeping us guessing as to whether they were more clever than they appeared to be, or more stupid. To underline the point, Daniel Evans' production sets the play in a TV studio, and includes a cubic frame that I found obscured one's view of the actors. The bombardment of facts, coupled with the gimmicky set, make it hard to get involved with what is at heart an amusing, interesting play. I give it 3 stars. Quiz closes in Chichester on the 2nd of December, and despite my reservations, people have generally loved this place. I would expect a speedy transfer to the West End. You've been listening to 1 Minute Theatre Reviews podcast with me, Paul Sevenworth. If you want to judge my appearance as well as hear my reviews, go to my YouTube channel, 1 Minute Theatre Reviews. If you can't stand to hear my voice or even look at me, then you can read longer versions of my reviews at 1minutetheatrereviews.co.uk. Next month, I'll be reviewing the touring production of Nativity and the West End play Heisenberg, The Uncertainty Principle. Thank you for listening.